Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Happy Monday.
Thank you, Morgan. See, Morgan's here. Everything's going to be okay. All right, let's get to the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a health crisis. The Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to school districts in Alameda, Contra Costa, Monterey, Santa Clara, and San Francisco counties so schools can get much-needed pandemic supplies now. See what they're doing for their community at FremontBank.com. All right, here's what's happening. I'll begin with sunny and warm and windy and also fire danger. Red flag fire warning is up, so please be careful with your ciggies and anything else that might spark a fire. I went through an evacuation this summer, and I don't recommend it. It's not fun. You won't like it. Whoa. The Hulk.
Yeah, I got angry during the break.
You wouldn't like him when he's angry. He turns green.
You wouldn't want
that. How did you do that? You're green. You're the Hulk.
Yeah, I am the Hulk. I'm so
I know. I
want to
do it, too.
Now.
How did you do that?
It's a setting. I'm on something else. I'm on a different program to play
lucky.
My video. So I was trying to brighten myself up, and I changed some colors. I was like, oh, look, I'm green. I'll leave it like that for a minute.
Yeah.
Well, we have a new clip for the day now. Bryn's green, everyone.
So many clips for the day. I know.
I vote this one.
All right. I vote all of them.
I vote the singing one for sure. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember the other one. And now this one. Let's just do the singing and this one.
All right. You got it. What was the other one?
You're like a little green man.
Right now.
My favorite.
Was it Sarah doing impressions? I'm not sure.
No, it was the Wonder Woman trailer with her legs.
Oh, with her legs just over and over.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, put all three of them up. Let's over-deliver today,
all right.
As usual.
Anyway. Oh, I wanted to mention real quick, besides the red flag warning, that the Niners play tonight on Monday Night Football in Arizona. It's a home game in Arizona. Weird. Buffalo's good. And this is a must win for us. If there's any hope of us making the postseason, we've got to win. Okay?
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Go Niners.
Go Niners is exactly right. This story out of our local paper, the Chronicle, this one in particular, almost one out of every 10 Californians who got tested last week for coronavirus received a positive result. We are surging, and there are new lockdown rules in place. You can check that same newspaper for those, but it's what you'd expect. They're going to keep retail numbers for places that you go to shop. They're going to keep the numbers inside the store down. And much more, but for the most part, you're not going to be able to go inside a restaurant or outside of a restaurant.
No more outdoor dining either. It's a bummer. I really enjoyed the outdoor dining.
And I didn't even do it, so I didn't even get to see it. But it did seem weird as they were building these, you know, sort of
tents,
semi-indoor
right.
things, how that's supposed to be outdoors when it's indoors, whatever.
It was cold. That was the only drawback. It was getting cold anyway.
Right. Anyway, let's see here. So check the paper for the latest in the lockdown rules, but it looks like we're dialing back our freedoms for another month. It'll
our freedoms.
That's set to expire January 4th if we see the right number change.
Okay.
The first major survey on New Year's resolutions just hit. The top five are improving overall health, which is always the way, saving money, and being more optimistic.
Mm. That's interesting.
Well, that is one of the things. Remember, and if you remember, we did a secret show with Michael Franti way back, and Michael Franti is someone who is he's just a positive person, and I've said this to him personally, and I've said it on air. I just think what he is, what he sells, the positivity that he brings to his art is gold. people need that. People want that and they need it. And it's a, and, but he talked about how you don't just get that. He's had plenty of hard times in his life and he has to work at it, including keeping an optimistic lens out in front of him so that he looks at the bright side of things, which isn't as easy as you think. So maybe that is a good goal to set for yourself. If you,
well, it's certainly been an easy year to be a pessimist. There's no
doubt. Right.
So maybe like physically telling yourself, I am going to be glass half full.
Mm-hmm. It takes work. That's the point. So improving your overall health and wellness, saving money for future expenses, and having a more positive outlook in general, all on the list of things that people want to improve about themselves in the new year. Get in better shape, lose weight, be better at budgeting, creating one new good habit. That's a great goal.
Oh, one at a time.
One new good habit.
God, what could I do?
Walk.
I do
walk 30
already.
Minutes a day. Now you got a new habit. There's one good, healthy new habit. Or, you know, I don't know, poop daily. How
well,
about
you
that?
Can't do that just by saying so.
Well, seems like you're taking enough food to go to the bathroom daily. It seems weird that you can't produce.
I don't know. Clearly some people have some serious storage space happening.
We're talking about you.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I could get it off me by saying some people, but I guess that's what you want to talk about. I don't know how it happens, man. Like days will go by.
Days.
Hmm.
Weird. Spend more time with family, improve your relationship with your family, learn a new skill, and improve your relationship with your significant other.
Well, everyone should try that. You do have to live with that person.
Yeah. Yep. That also takes work. Very true.
It's the best kind of work, though. It is work.
You know, I wasn't sitting there thinking, oh, they're headed for divorce. I did think crunch and all of those things. But sure enough, right around the corner from that statement was divorce. Wow.
That was like a last fingernail grab. Hold on. Dude, I'm falling.
And I wonder the things that went through. I'm sure she's a movie star and a public person. So she knows better than to voice her instant reactions to things. But boy, would I have loved to have heard what went through her head in that moment as he made that stammered through that speech.
I don't normally associate with Iran, but I want to thank you for working on our marriage for 10 Christmases. It's good. It is work, but it's the best kind of work. And there's no one I'd rather work with.
So. Oh my God, it's over.
10.
Yeah. Jane just wrote me. She says, I always think about what Michael Franti told you and me at Winterland one year. He considers his optimism and positivity a muscle that he has to work on, strengthen, and practice using. So amazing.
That's it. That is exactly it. It just doesn't, you don't just be happy. You have to work at it and make choices that keep you in that space. And everybody gets pulled back into the darkness and you got to work your way back out of it each time. That's
true.
Just the way it is.
And if you can't work your way out of it, ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Because, man, it's real.
Yep. Two guys shoplifted from Kohl's in Oregon last week. 41-year-old Raymond Stavig and 27-year-old Derek Schertz ran out of Kohl's in Clackamas, Oregon, with their arms full of stolen stuff.
Wow. Just
they jumped into their getaway car and they put the keys in and fired it up. Click, 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 click.
Oh, no. That's too bad.
Click, click, click.
A reliable getaway car is like the number one rule of the hit and run, you know?
The battery was dead, so they immediately started asking other customers in the parking lot for a jump. Hey, real quick. Can you jump us? Of course, everyone who saw them run out of the store with stuff said, nah, I'm not going to be party to your nonsense.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not going to aid and abet you.
Right. So they asked as many people as they could to jump their car. No one would help them. And the cops arrived. They pulled up as...
Took their time. Like, yeah, they're broken down in the parking lot.
Yep.
Just come on when you get a chance.
Raymond offered Derek, these are the two criminals, to take the fall for everything. I'll give you $1,000.
Oh.
And Derek said, no.
Oh, he's already easy to try to make deals with his co-burglar.
His accomplice, right.
Right.
Raymond tried to tell the cops all of the stolen stuff in the car. My wife did it.
Oh, boy. He is really trying to get out from under this. Was it a long rap sheet or
something? Guys were arrested on several charges and clearly need to work out their stories in advance. While I'm on a story from Oregon, I thought I'd mention this real quick because this guy was in the news. A doctor in Oregon spoke at a rally of President Trump's supporters last month. This was right after the election, and he bragged about how he and his staff never wear masks. We don't do it. And we tell people who come into our clinic, you don't need a mask here. He said this in front of a bunch of people. I hate to tell you this, I might scare you, but I and my staff, none of us, once wore a mask in my clinic, he says to a cheering crowd of people protesting the election results in Salem, Oregon. And attendees there, you know, aired unfounded and baseless conspiracies about voter fraud, while they also applauded this guy for his no masking policy at his clinics. Well, the Oregon Medical Board has suspended his license to practice. So he's now not in business.
Good.
Until
he can't get anyone
notice.
Sick. That is good. You know, honestly, I just don't know what's happened. How did this become a political thing?
By the way, on the other side of that, the Red Cross has seen a massive surge in volunteers this year, including 78,000 new signups in the U.S. alone.
Wow. I wonder if that's a matter of, you know, got to get out of this house, B, don't have anything else to do. I might as well do some good.
Yeah, I think that's great. You know, one of the things that I was out of work for a while when I left our show, and it's not good to grown people. I was going to say men, but it's women too. I'm speaking about myself when I say men, but anyone needs something productive to do every day. You need to wake up and go do something good with your time. And the Red Cross is good.
Sure.
It's useful. You need to feel useful, I think. Don't you think?
Absolutely. I really think that it's one of the things that scares me about retirement. You know, it's probably why a lot of older people are doing a lot of volunteer stuff. I can't just sit here again all day.
Well, listen, you now have your rock hobby and you can chase Pokemons and you've got your bike gang.
Oh, I could go back to Pokemons. I do love my bike gang. Oh, my God. I'm so into my bike.
And while the mask thing won't go on forever, I think you've got another year at least of solid mask making before you go back to the blankets are, I'm sure, spectacular. From what I've seen, they look great. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I will or not.
Look at this cute one that I'm working on right now. Oh, my God. It's so cute.
Who's getting that?
None of your beeswax.
Oh, jeesh.
Someone's
getting
it. I hate
when people say none of your beeswax.
She's in a mood.
It's such a brick wall. It's like,
well, it, you know.
Well, how do I work around that? God.
Ruin any surprises.
Boy or a girl for those colors?
I think they'd work for either, but it's going to a girl.
A girl. Okay. Mm. And is that a young lady or an older lady that you know?
It's a young lady.
A younger lady.
Yes.
Does it start with a Cameron?
No, Cameron's is done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I know. All I know is baby girls.
It's a girl.
What is?
I don't know.
Still,
any.
One of the weirdest, most memorable, and fun moments of our show. Makes no sense, and yet I laugh every time.
Yes. What is? Can you say what is? Like, what other thing could it be? It's a girl. What is your car? What is that sandwich you're eating? Like, what do you mean, what is? What is wrong with you is the question.
Isn't it's a girl a pretty common way to announce that? I mean, I didn't.
Unless it's a boy. I mean,
yeah,
that
I mean,
is,
of course. I just didn't think I was being obscure with that reference.
No, I felt like you were coming right out with it.
Right.
The baby I'm going to have.
What is?
What? Yeah. All right. I guess he needed you to say more words for him to really catch up. I don't know.
You know what, though? That moment,
lives
one of the
on.
Big ones on our show, lives in forever. So.
No doubt. I think Hooman's on next week on Thursday.
Oh, great.
He's going to do like a roundup of the year that wasn't.
Well, and then we should all ask him how, of course, he's been able to move around the country without catching coronavirus. Mm. I don't
Maybe
get
he
it.
Has had it and he just didn't tell us because he's embarrassed. Okay. Once you have it, I suppose, then you would move fearlessly around the country.
He's also going to try to see Soul and
the Pixar one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually.
Soul comes out on Christmas, doesn't it?
Yeah, so he's talking to the movie studios right now. We'll see if he can.
Yeah, that's already getting reviewed. There's definitely review copies out there because I've seen it at the top of a couple of movie lists already for this year.
Yeah,
people
I think
are saying
that
really
and Wonder
good.
Woman, but we're not confirmed yet. So
that'd be great.
We're working on that.
So next Thursday, everyone, you get to say goodbye. You'll have a human to put the cherry on the top of this year. Lucky.
What is? All right, so this is the internet telling you you're doing everything wrong. I guess apparently the old way of starting your Christmas lights in one spot and circling the tree around and around till you run out of till you run out of string,
and then you plug in another one and keep going.
Right. Well, they say that's the wrong way.
Oh,
instead of wrapping them the whole way around the tree, just do the front and hang them vertically. I guess.
Oh. Wouldn't that make
a lot? You start at the bottom, you go straight up to the top, then back down to the bottom, and you keep going until the entire front is filled.
You
could also do
a
zigzag horizontally across the front, but people on social media claim the vertical lets the lights sit closer to the tips of the branches for maximum sparkle. According to one source, that's how they do the lights on the tree at Rockefeller Center. And so this is how the pros do lights, vertically.
I hate seeing the wires, though. Like, I always try to tuck my things in.
Don't ask of me.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems like it's going to be a tree covered in wires. You know what, though? Great. Good news in new ways to decorate your tree.
Will you really have a tree this year?
Yeah, we're gonna do a tree. We're going to try it. It's going to get knocked over and ruined by our cats, I'm sure, but that's... You know.
Oh, there's the lights, vertical lights. Whoa!
Wow, they really have a whole...
You know what? That honestly does not look like it's on the tree. It looks like it's hanging in front
of the
tree.
This is a diagram that's showing you how to hang it.
Okay. I was going to say, like, that is ridiculous. It doesn't even look like it's part of the tree.
Right. Mm-hmm. It looks like the skirt of the angel's dress.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Hmm.
Well, whatever. Ours is done. I'm not bringing this up outside this room. No way.
We're certainly not taking that thing apart until it's done.
I'm not starting over. No. For those of you who, look, I never was on Windows. In fact, I was late to computing in general, and I was always an Apple guy, you know, the dumb guy computer, which is what they used to be. Well, only idiots use those. Right. Thank you.
Thanks for telling me.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Microsoft is selling some new ugly Christmas sweaters that feature the Windows 95 logo, if you know what that is, which I don't because I didn't use Windows 95, or the Windows XP logo and graphics, or an homage to something called Microsoft Paint. These ugly Christmas sweaters are available for pre-order right now. They cost
$70. Oh, boy. That's a lot.
Pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Oh, look at that. Wow, those are, all right. Look at this. I totally remember that logo. That's hilarious.
You do not.
Of course, you remember that, too.
I do not. I never did anything.
It's the black window with the four panes in red, green, blue, and yellow, and then little trailing pixels going off the side of it. That is hilarious.
Well, for $70, the answer is no. I love the way they put the models in front of the sunset.
Yeah. The sun sets on that. I like it.
Shouldn't you be posing in front of an IKEA desk? Come on.
They're
or
on
some
a rock,
other,
Vinny.
You
They're
know,
rocking out.
Computer desk types of setting. Anyway, how about a couple fast facts before I tap out?
Facts.
This is morbid. CNN has a video clip ready to air if the world is about to end.
Oh,
it's a band playing the song Nearer My God to Thee.
Oh, my God.
So if it's official and we're going down as a world, that's what they're going to play. Nearer My God to Thee.
Oh, that's depressing.
Jeez.
Scary.
MySpace was in talks to acquire Facebook in 2004, but passed because Zuckerberg wanted $75 million and they felt that was way too much.
Wow, Facebook's current
market cap is $445 billion. And MySpace sold in 2011 for $35 million. And I want to say Timberlake was part of that. Mm-hmm. Like they were going to turn it into a music thing, and none of that has happened.
Never heard from it again. $35 million badly spent.
There are 11 U.S. states that only have one area code, and the Bay Area has a million just right here. Just the Bay Area.
Yep.
Alaska, Delaware, Hawaii, Maine, Montana, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Vermont, and Wyoming all have one.
That's all they
area
need.
Code. Good for them.
Yes, that's wonderful. It's actually surprising that there's any of those places left because everyone who has a home phone also has a cell phone, also
right.
has, you know.
That's why it's like, sort of interesting. They must be very, very
low
populated
population.
Locations.
Well, I know
our
Vermont's
text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Our family is an Apple product family. No way we would buy Windows ugly sweaters. LMAO. Yeah, I mean, I you know, it's weird, though, that now I don't even feel like, I guess in business people still use a lot of Windows, but I feel like Google's kind of taken over that slot.
I don't know. It's just the operating system. I actually use Windows for financial stuff. I have like Parallels, and so I use Windows 10.
Yeah, well, whatever. I don't know. My wife uses Google in business and says Windows is way better. Like remembers using the Microsoft, whatever their business operating, the competing, but that's what they use at her work. So that's what she uses.
That's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Be careful if you only decorate the front of your tree. It may fall over. I did that once and the tree fell over because of the weight on the, makes sense.
I'm actually thinking maybe I should tie it to the wall or something because I'm sure the cats are going to climb it. I can't wait to have more shattered glass ornaments. That's going to be fun. I guess I'll leave those off this year.
Good for you. I always like the look of the lights when they're a little recessed into the tree. It makes it look like the tree is aglow. It's very festive.
Yeah, I agree with that person. I don't want to see the wires. I try to hide the wires.
Some problems need solving, and that wasn't the tree decorations wasn't one of them.
But it's nice that they're trying to get their thoughts out there.
I'm fully out of time. I will read your contributions, the text messages on the other side of these on Alice.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.